Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to another edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm pleased to be joined by Beowulf as we're going to break down what was an amazing scene today at Franklin Field as 28,000 Eagles fans came out to cheer on the alumni, the players of today, and quite possibly, Bo, the players of tomorrow. We're going to recap all of that and much more throughout the course of the show. But of course, on Friday was the preseason opener against the Chicago Bears, the Eagles, falling 34-28. Now, Bo, you were there in Chicago at Soldier Field for the game. When the team came back for this practice on Sunday, what were you most looking forward to see?
Well, first of all, no big injuries. That was good from Friday night's games. I wanted to see who was going to come back. Riley Cooper practiced today, not in team periods, but in individuals. We'll hear a little bit more about that later from Dave Spadaro. But I wanted to see how guys like Jordan Matthews would rebound after he didn't have a great game on Friday night, and how players like Bo Allen would bounce back from a good performance, although, to be fair, no pads today at Franklin Field.
Certainly, but it was still a festive occasion, and we're going to send it to Franklin Field, where the man who emceed the day, Dave Spadaro, brings you up to date on all the latest headlines.
Well, thanks very much, guys. Chip Kelly holding the press conference today here at Franklin Field and praising some of the young defensive linemen, among them Bo Allen and Vinny Curry, and really impressed with Brandon Bear as well offensively. Loved the way tight end Zach Ertz played on Friday night in Chicago, 4 catches for Ertz.
Not that what we've seen, but there was a lot of good efforts out there. I thought Brandon Graham's pass rush in that second group really caused some havoc in there. Vinny was in the backfield a lot in that second group. And Bo Allen, I thought, did a really nice job in the run game, and so did Brandon Bear in the run game. You know, so those are two guys there. Thought Ertz did a good job in a passing game. Still got a lot of work to do from a blocking perspective, but was a guy in the passing game that did some good things for us. So the biggest thing we're looking for now is consistency, because guys have done, you know, that's a good play. Now the next one's not so good. So, you know, can we continue to make the positive play and stay away from the negative plays?
The Eagles getting Riley Cooper back on the field in a limited participation here in practice, so he's on track now to get back into the action. Still not determined if he'll play on Friday night in New England. Of course, homecoming day for the Eagles, alumni day here at training camp. More than 28,000 fans on hand to greet 36 former Eagles who are here to return to the origin of the Eagles 1960 NFL championship site. So really a great day for all here at Franklin Field, a fun time for the fans and a good workout for the Eagles. Back to you guys at the NovaCare Complex.
Well, Dave touched on the great alumni presence at practice today at Franklin Field, and while the Eagles have a great set of tight ends right now on the roster, the best one in franchise history was in attendance, and you had a chance to talk to him, Chris.
Certainly, Eagles Hall of Fame tight end Pete Retzlaff was a member of the 1960 championship team. That championship game was played at Franklin Field. It was the only loss in the playoffs in the historic career of one Vince Lombardi. After the break here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, I go one-on-one with the great Pete Retzlaff.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future. But you will.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says, I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
What type of memories does a day like today bring back for you?
Oh, of course. They bring a lot of memories back because you see a lot of the guys that you played with. You remember them. You remember the games. You remember some of the reasons why you remember them. You know, and so it really fulfills a good part of the day. And then, of course, you meet some of the guys that played either before you did or after you did. And that's always a nice, interesting time to spend some time with those guys as well.
Pete, what do you recall about that 1960 championship game here at Franklin Field?
What do I recall about that game? Well, I just remember that we played Green Bay. We had to be ready for them. Which we were. It was the only game that Vince Lombardi lost as a playoff game or a championship game, and it was kind of an interesting week. Quite frankly, we practiced indoors practically all week because of the weather, and then we came down to Franklin Field, and it was a day that was a pretty good football day. Quite frankly, they got the snow off to the side and everything, but I don't know. I guess mostly it's. You knew it was the end of the road, and you didn't want to leave the end of the road until you had accomplished what you set out to do, and that was win the championship. So,
what was special about that team? What made you guys a championship team?
About that team? I guess the personality of the team. We were all good friends. We were not just teammates. We were all good friends, all of us, every one of them. Van Bronckhorst, who was our quarterback, he's living out in Valley Forge, had a home out there. He was always inviting us out. And he had a pool built in his backyard. So there was always 15 or 16 guys out there in his backyard. We just had the camaraderie of that ball club was helped make it what it was. And as a result, we not only felt we were very close, but it helped us play together as well as be together.
How many times do you reminisce about that season and your time here with the Eagles?
Well, memory keeps me from remembering everything. But, no, it was. I just can't believe it. That's the last one we had here. 1960 was a long time ago. And you'd think that surely we would have fallen into our route somewhere along the line that produced another championship, but it hasn't. They've had some good teams, but never quite made it all the way to the top. So I'm sure. I just think that we had a team, and the guys came together. Everybody supported everybody else. You had a camaraderie, as I started to say, on that team that you just don't have that often. And I think that had a lot to do with it.
So what is it like being back here today, knowing how great that time, that era when Franklin Field helped revitalize the franchise?
Well, it brings back a lot of memories. It really does. And then you meet the guys you played with, some of the guys that you played with, and you get a chance to meet some of the guys that are on the current roster. And that's always nice because you have a personal relationship with them as well. But I can tell you how the season started. And that was when our coach, Buck Shaw, came to the first squad meeting. And we only won two games the year before. And he said, here we are getting ready to start another season. He said, I can tell you what it's going to be. We're going to have one team playing, one coming, and one going. You decide which one you want to be on. Everybody got the message. We decided we better start playing.
What did you like about this stadium? I know it's one of the most historic stadiums.
Oh, it's a great football stadium. I mean, there's not a seat in this house that you don't. It's not a good football seat, really. And it's probably not the most comfortable. Today they're making comfortable seats in stadiums, but you're sitting on bleachers. But you can do that for a couple hours and get by. That's no problem, I would think. And the only problem with Franklin Field was that it was in the middle of the University of Pennsylvania. And it wasn't like there was a great big parking lot next door. You had to find your own place to get the job done. And everybody did. Everybody that was a season ticket holder had their own personal private way to get to the stadium. And they did.
How much do you watch the current team? And what's it like watching the NFL today?
Well, I watch every game that I can. I really do. Preseason games as well as the season games. And And I guess I look for them a little bit. I look at them a little differently than most people do. And that is that I look for things that I can see or sense in a ball player that he's maturing and that he's learning from his what he's trying to do in his position. And when you see those execution of the basic fundamental skills of the game, you know, you say, this kid's on his way. It's like Foles, your quarterback. Last year was a heck of a learning experience for him. I don't care what he was in college. It was a learning experience in the first year in the pros. And part of this year is going to be another learning experience for him. He won't come into his own, I predict, until his third year. And then he'll be one of the best in the league.
How about the tight ends? Obviously has arguably the greatest ever suit up for the Eagles. Do you keep an eye on Brent Celek, Zach Ertz?
Well, not so much, really. Yeah. Those guys, they're all good ball players, but I don't pick out one particular position thinking that, well, I know everything there is to know about being a tight end, because I don't. And they have their own way of getting away from a linebacker. They have their own way to run a pattern. So, and it works for them, and that's good.
My Bobo-pedic has been nationally ranked as one of the best memory foam mattresses. And if you think it's great for sleeping, wait till you sit on it.
My Commander is the ultimate in comfort at only $9.99.
Bobo-pedic memory foam cushion.
Baby soft, top grain leather everywhere you sit.
With the push of a button, recline to your perfect position.
With the matching love seat, only $19.98.
No phony sales, no phony gimmicks.
Just untouchable value.
No wonder my Bob's keeps growing and growing.
This summer, Bud Light is taking over a real town for people that are up for anything. They're calling it Whatever USA, and there are so many amazing things going on, I can't even tell you about them yet. I will reveal nothing except for how you get here.
Hey, which way to the salad bar?
Okay, spoiler alert, we have a salad bar.
Bud Light is creating a town this summer, and you could go. Find out more at upforwhatever.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Eagles fans, enter to win 2014 season tickets courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhillyWeekly for your chance to get lower level seats to each and every home game this season. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. It is our favorite time of the show now. 2-minute tweets as we solicit your questions on Twitter. And we're going to delve into the latest on what's going on with the team.
All right, our first question comes from @DoseOfDaily. Who wants to know thoughts on the Eagles' first preseason game?
Overall, it presented a lot of teaching points for the team. Certainly, you want to see more crispness out of that first-team offense. Everyone, I'm sure, disappointed to see Nick Foles with the 2 interceptions. But look, there's just no cause for concern at this point. The team is working out the kinks, and a lot of young players impress. You go from some of the rookies. Marcus Smith II had some very good moments. Taylor Hart along the defensive line. And then second-year tight end Zach Ertz was praised by head coach Chip Kelly. So certainly a lot of things to look forward to. Plenty of reasons for optimism as the season keeps going on.
Yeah, my thoughts are I'm glad nobody got hurt. That's really the biggest thing. And I was glad to see Mark Sanchez play well. Glad to see some of the young guys play well. But for the most part, first preseason game, come out uninjured. That's really the biggest thing.
No
All right, number two, @HurtingDog. How do they evaluate players that don't work against the ones?
My take on this is you see how they fit in terms of the scheme and the technique. Are they in the right position? And, of course, you want to see them win those matchups against the second-team players. And then if they deserve the opportunity, they'll work them in practice with the first team. You'll see guys getting promotions on the depth chart, whether it's from third team to second team or second team to first team. The coaches want to give each and every player every opportunity to make a name for himself on the roster. So basically the main point is as long as they prove themselves against the competition they're going against in the preseason games, they'll get a chance to earn a promotion, have a chance to go against the better competition.
And that's why we see Bill Davis and Pat Shurmur and Chip Kelly rearrange those lineups throughout the team to work guys against different units, the first and second teams. And if a guy is being considered for a first-team spot, he's going to eventually work against the ones at some point in practice.
Certainly. For example, today at Franklin Field, you saw Earl Wolf and Nate Allen working as the first-team safety group. Malcolm Jenkins played just fine
right.
on Friday night. So it's a matter of the coaches trying to mix and match and get those different levels of competition out there on the field.
And also working on the chemistry between those guys
yes.
who may be thrown in together at some point this season. All right, our last question, number three. At WTR115 wants to know, after his great kickoff return touchdown the other night, what is Josh Huff's role in the offense?
I think he's going to be a player who's going to be moved around the formation, a guy who's going to be a versatile weapon here in Chip Kelly's offense. He's learning both the outside and inside receiver positions. He's someone who's explosive. We saw that on the kickoff return for a touchdown on Friday night. So I think he's someone that you're going to see in some certain packages. Chip Kelly is going to be thinking to himself, what can I do to get Josh Huff the ball in this situation? And I think he and Pat Shermer are going to come up with some creative ways to utilize him in the offense.
And Chip has talked about that Josh Huff has sort of been, more has been put on his plate than any other
Correct.
Rookie because he's practicing at all the different wide receiver positions. I sort of look at him offensively as sort of like the Allen Barbee of last season of the offensive line, where he's the top backup really at every position. And kickoff return, I think, is where he's going to make the most noise.
Would definitely agree with that. Now, speaking of the rookie Josh Huff, he is the subject of our Player in Focus feature. Let's send it over to Melissa Kelly for an in-depth look at the rookie wide receiver.
With an electric kickoff return of 102 yards in Friday night's loss to the Chicago Bears, rookie wide receiver Josh Huff introduced himself to Eagles fans in a big way.
The kickoff return was set up by my teammates. I couldn't have done it without them. It's the preseason. We have tons of things we can build on as a unit, as a kick return unit, and just a team in general. But, you know, that kickoff return was something special for myself and my teammates.
Chip Kelly took away a number of positives from Huff's performance, in particular knowing that he can be a reliable kick returner.
The one thing he can do is he can finish. You know, he's a big, strong guy. Did a great job stiff-arming the kicker. You know, Josh has got that mentality. He'll hit it and come out the other side. And then when you come out the other side, you know, you got to make the kicker miss. And I thought it was a real physical move by him. And then he's obviously got the speed that, you know, to finish it off. So it's good to know that you got a kick returner who can finish things.
Huff is hoping to continue his momentum from his standout college career at the University of Oregon, where he had a school record of 6 games with at least 100 receiving yards. Huff and the Eagles will return to action this Friday against the New England Patriots. You can catch the game locally at 7:30 p.m. on 6ABC. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks, Melissa. That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. But don't worry, the Eagles leave on Monday for 3 days of joint practices against the New England Patriots before Friday night's second preseason game against the Patriots, Tom Brady and company. And Bo, you're going to be up there in New England providing complete coverage throughout the week with Dave Spadaro. What are you looking forward to see at Gillette Stadium?
Well, what we remember from those practices between these two teams at the NovaCare Complex last year was that Tom Brady was unstoppable. I barely remember him throwing a single incompletion. I'm looking forward to seeing how the defense does against Tom Brady as sort of a measuring stick for their progression from last season.
Certainly, and I want to see the rookies, how do they progress? They got the taste of first preseason action against the Bears. They had the practice today at Franklin Field. Now they get some more competition against the New England Patriots. That's going to do it for Bo and myself. Thank you for joining us on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.